Hi, everybody. It is still January 18th, 2022. This is still Catapult Your Business with a Hot Free Gift. This is our second half of our half-day retreat today. And we have done already such great work. You guys are bringing such good stuff to the table. And I love that everybody's going, yeah, I could put together a free gift today if I needed to. I understand why it matters in our company and what its function is and the pieces that need to go into it. And I'm going to build one as well by 30 days from now. I could do it today. I can do it today, that one that I immediately have. And 30 days from now, I'll have it. And I mean, it changes everything, our talks, our networking, our credibility, way back to what Marnie was talking about, you know, the authority that it brings to us. We, in those endless coffee clutches, we actually create a relationship that starts from giving from the start. We're in service from the start and so, so much more. We understand our ideal client better. We have to in order to construct it. So it has us doing kind of some thought experiments that allow us to really understand our work at the next level and that and so, so much more. All right. So that's some of where we have been. And thank you, Yvonne. Got it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. So that's some of where we have been. Anything burning to be said or any questions you really want to ask? I'd rather leave questions for the end, but something that's like, Michelle, I can't go forward unless I ask this, or there's some, there's just this aha that I really want to share. Anything burning to be said before we go forward? Okay, good. Did you all get a chance to renew yourself? I know that 10 minutes goes by quickly, doesn't it? Like, I need a snack and I'm like, I'm chewing cheese just before I come in here. You know? Oh, my legs need a little work and I'm bouncing on my mini trampoline. And I hope whatever you did really energized you again so that we can be here full out for our next hour and a half or so. And so that we can dig in so that you can actually be doing this on the court and that we then also have time for the questions that were posted toward the end of the call. Dance to salsa. Now I need to sit down, Marnie. I love it. I love it. All right. So the way that I'd originally structured this was six different breakout rooms, but I'm going to change the structure a little bit from what's on my page, because I realized the first two can be done just as an exercise sitting right here, which gives us a little more time for the other four breakout rooms where you dive in with each other. So we're going to do, Yvonne, if you're following along, it's breakout one and breakout, let's just breakout one and breakout three. We're going to do two instead of breakout rooms. We're going to just do them here together. Because you only need a couple minutes for this. You can create a list on your own. And I know that it'll be just as effective for you. And it'll get every piece that we're doing, use your time fully and go as far as you can. And then know that you could spend an hour in a connection call with one of our community members and take all this further. All right. But do everything you can in the time that I give you with this here. Just take the first couple of, I'm just going to give you 2 minutes, actually. Going to give you 2 minutes. The first breakout room, which is no longer a breakout room, it's just a list. Take stock. Take stock of what you already have that you could quickly turn into a free gift. How could you use part of what you've already got, or you've already done a meditation before, or you have a book that, or you've written a piece of a book, or you've done a talk, or you wrote an article, or you recorded something for somebody, or you just always do that training. It would be really quick and easy to turn it into, because you do that. You say that same thing to people over and over. Take stock, write down as many things as you can. This is just brainstorming. Don't exclude anything. Take 2 minutes. What are all the things that you already have in your core that you could use for your free gift? So 2 minutes. Okay, just finish up that last thing on your list, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. And I just want to hear, like popcorn, just from one or two or three of you, just for a minute, really literally a minute or less, for everyone, right? So 20 seconds from you. Share with the others, because your thing that you have, they might have it too, or something like it, and they hadn't thought of it that you did. So, and this would be worthy. You could get on a connection call and spend an hour doing this together. This is for your ready-made. This is the one you could have already today. Let's hear from one or two of you. What have you got that you could already use? Just unmute, dive in. What did you put on that list? Share with us a bit. Dawn, thank you.
I have blogs that I've written in the past that I could pull from.
Yay! Blogs! Absolutely, thank you. Let's hear one or two more. You're already there. Diane.
My self-assessment that I work with.
Exactly. Self-assessment. And you may not have you may have a self-assessment as well. You may have a different kind of assessment. Maybe it's an assessment that you always already do, but you've never written it down. And it would take you like 5 minutes to write it down. Thank you, Diane. Yes, let's hear one more. Yeah, Anna Maria.
From a couple of articles that I wrote, my experience working transforming and understanding courses are learning also from people whom I admired.
Oh, brilliant. So articles you've already written, it's just sitting right there. It's right at your fingertips. That's fantastic. And it's like, you know, I can see that, you know, the three things I've learned from the top trainers I've worked with and the one thing I learned from them that I would never do. You know, that's kind of a long title. That was off the top of my head, but something like that. It's like, it's right there and ready. Fantastic. Or the one thing that I learned from one of my trainers that nobody else is talking about in the industry that changes everything. I don't know, something like that. Fantastic. All right. Anything else burning to be said? Good to go? All right. This is a gift you could put up today if you had to. Push came to shove, you could get it done. All right. Anybody feeling totally lost? Like, yeah, but Michelle, I have nothing. Anyone? All found something? All right. Really, really great stuff. The second breakout, non-breakout room. This one just for fun to get you going. So we have the one that we could immediately, we already have and we just repurpose. And then there's one that you might do like anatomy. I created that. And then out of that, I built my talk actually. So, you know, it's all related, but let's say you're going to, well, even if it's the one you repurpose, Diane could take that survey and turn it into a checklist, or she could take that survey and turn it into a little mini ebook, or she could keep it as a survey. So whether it's the one you're repurposing or you're going to build one, I would say have one ready that you could use tomorrow. And then you might want to build one. They might be the same thing. They might be different. What form do you want it to be in? So take a moment and you can scroll back in the chat. Remember all of those different types of gifts it could be. It could be your talk that you just give out to people. It could be a checklist, quick tips, top mistakes, ebook, whatever it is. Just what kind of free gift do you want to create? Remember, none of this is written in stone. Don't get all, you know, tied up in a knot about it. Just trust and choose. It's like, this is what I want. I want a checklist. Done. So take 1 minute, write it down. All right. Do y'all have something on your page in front of you? Just choosing. It's like Heidi said, oh, I just got to choose, but I want to do all of them. I'll just choose, right? So I'd love to hear from one of you what you chose and why, 20 seconds or less. I chose a checklist because it'd be easy to create. Whatever it is. Dawn, go ahead.
I chose a handout based on my signature talk that'll have the points, like three main points.
Oh, so nice. You could give it out at your talk. Don't worry. You know, I've got this written down for you. And actually it's my ebook is generated from that. It has more words in it, but it's the same idea. Here's the 3 points for my talk. It's just a different form of it. A handout. I love it. Thank you. anything burning to be said, either a yeah, but, oh, I can't do this, I can't choose. And maybe you need to go away like Heidi and just do it and choose. Or anybody like, I'm not sure which one, or, oh, I can't wait, I got to tell you this one because it's so juicy. Anything that wanting to be said at this point. If this is feeling, oh, yeah, go ahead, Diane.
Well, I could change my self-assessment from questions right now into a checklist with, you know, kind of low, medium, and high
ideas
for the symptoms.
Can you see how you can play with this and you can let it be fun? Here's the checklist. And then as people get in further in the work with Diane, she goes, hey, remember that checklist you did? I want to, you know, ask you this survey and we're going to do some more detailed questions in and around or whatever. Or it could be, here was the checklist and we're, you know, doing a deeper dive into the first three parts of the checklist for the survey, et cetera. So we get to play with it. We get to build it. Are you getting a sense for that? And there's not a right or wrong. It's like, oh no, if I choose a checklist instead of a handout for my talk, I'll be lost. Or if I choose, you know, a checklist and it should have been an audio recording, they all work. They all work. I just choose it. And I choose it, as we said too, for my audience. Like Heidi might not want an overwhelmed checklist for her already overwhelmed moms. That might not be the most appropriate for her. It could be if she did it right, but why not do it the easy way? You know, it's not what draws her, so just trust that. All right, good to go? Yeah, Marnie, go ahead.
When you were saying it, it struck me that, you know, I kind of had two I was going back and forth between. And I thought, well, both of them ultimately I would need for my course anyhow. So if I develop them both, then as I develop the course, I'll have a resource extra. And I may discover that one leads the clients in better and the other one guides them when they're going through the course better.
Ah, and I'm so glad you said this, Marnie, too, because here's the thing. Different things for different stages along their journey. How far are they on their journey? And so if it's inside the party, I could give you a checklist for the five things to do when your editor is bothering you so you can create an empowering story. I can't do that as a free gift because they go, editor, what's an editor? That's the person you send your book to, isn't it? Right? You know, they don't even have the language, right? So what do they need at this stage? What do they need at that stage? And then yes, these things can be repurposed as well. And I love that, Marnie. It's like, oh, as I'm working on this, that's the kind of mind like I had when I was reading my daughter Harry Potter when she was a little girl, and I needed a book to teach these literary theory concepts about. So I had my students read Harry Potter so I could be doing it over there and doing it over here, and I saved time, right? And then the fun part too was when I couldn't remember a piece of the book because I was busy doing a lot of things, I would just ask my then six-year-old daughter, it's like, Dana, what happens right after this in the book? And she would tell me as I was off to teach my university class. I love that. So I'm thinking about this over here and for my ideal clients when they're already inside the party, I'm going to create the free gift over here. Both of them can be resources. I mean, I think my free gifts are the resources for you right now, right? So they can be used in different ways. They can be repurposed in different ways. And we can create the quick ones. And then we can also really construct it. We can start to reverse engineer it so it's the right thing for the right person at the right time. They're not thinking about relationship, for instance. So inside the party, Mary Kay talks about relationship early on. She's going to say it differently, or Heidi's going to say, not going to say you need to breathe because they don't know that, but she's going to say the one thing so that they have what they need at that time and they'll want, there's hunger and desire for it. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
Related to what you've just said that's hitting me as I'm like brainstorming here different ideas is, I think for the free gift, and especially for people who are still unfamiliar, don't know more, that it feels like it needs to have suspense or ambiguity, because otherwise, as you've spoken to Michelle, people can immediately, oh, no, I know what that is, and the answer is no, as opposed to what is that? Or, oh, what does she mean by that? Or something that makes her say, wait a minute, I may not know exactly what is happening here. Because I think that whatever we do here for a newbie would need that.
And And it, yes, thank you for that. And it depends on the field too. So my friend Jennifer, who teaches sales, people know they've got to sell stuff. So, but there still can be false, I call it false closure. Like I already know that, right? But with story, there's a lot of false closure. It's like, yeah, I know I need it. And you hear me say this often at the beginning. I need a story because I need my little story about myself in my talk. I need my bio on my website. Okay, and then I'm good. Check. Oh, no, wait. It's much deeper than that. So if I just, so if we stay at the surface of things, or if we just give it to them too soon, they might not even be able to hear it, or give it to them in a way that they have to be able to see why it matters. So again, to go back to Mary Kay, if she said, well, I'm going to teach you about loving presence with horses, which is huge, you know, it's her work. That's, you know, okay, I got that. I'm always loving with my horse now. What else you got? I've totally missed the point, right? They've totally taken a very deep concept and something that really is going to matter to them, and they haven't heard it at all. So same thing, like, yeah, for you, for Mary Kay, for many of us, it's like, well, what's the one mistake that people are making? What's the one mistake? What's the one thing that people are missing? What's the, you know, that they have to know? Yeah, thank you for that. Beautiful. All right. Anything else bubbling up? Okay, great work, you guys. Great work. So if you feel like you could take stock and you could choose a form for your free gift, and it's not rocket science. Yes, you could play endlessly, but you could just do it. Raise your hand. It's like, yeah, I got things around and I can create a form. Fantastic. All right. So then we get to the four other pieces. And let me see, do I want this? Let me see, which part is the most important as a breakout room? There you go. I'm going to create this. I think the last three are going to be breakout room. We're going to do another little just exercise for you again with this third one. And then we're going to apply it with each other in the breakout room. So here's the next thing that I'm going to give you. What is your ideal client's, you know, who's your ideal client and what's their top of mind problem? What's your ideal, another way to put that? What is your ideal client's top of mind problem? What's keeping them up at night? What's really bothering them when they go out for a glass of wine with a friend and they're actually speaking in a real way, or they're, you know, lying down beside their spouse at night and they wake up, it's like, I got to talk to you about this because I can't even sleep. What are they saying? So jot down as many top of mind problems as you can think of. And it might be the questions that people ask you. It might be the, that what you used to worry about 10 years ago, maybe it might be, you know, what is it? And in their language, it's like, if it was about their mortgage, it's like, oh man, you know, we're going to lose the house. You see, like everyday language, right? I'm so worried we're going to lose the house. Or if it's about weight loss, it's like, I've tried everything. I am going to be 300 pounds forever. Like just real language. Take 2 minutes to jot down as many of their top of mind problems as you can think of. Go ahead. okay, finish up that last sentence, take it to a place where you can and ought to come back to it at a later time. These are great, great, great things to do for your company on so many levels. So I really encourage you over the next few weeks to get together with each other and further this, all this work, all right? What I'd love to do is hear from one or two of you. Tell us who your ideal client is, just in a few words. And then a couple of the things that they're thinking about. Give us their inner dialogue. What's their top of mind problem? So who would like to go first? Like the whole thing said in less than a minute. Just sparks of ideas. Yeah, Diane, thank you.
So my ideal client is a woman in her early to mid 30s with one or two small children and one or more pets. Top of mind problem is how to get through the day, how to be a better mom, upset for getting angry and losing her temper. How do I stay calm and present? Will I lose it today and just explode? How can I teach my children how to treat others when I get angry? How can I change how I react? What can I do to be more organized and present? And how do I remain calm no matter what?
Can you hear so much about who that person is and what they're concerned about? And what's your modality, Diane? How do you then actually help them? Just give us in word or two.
I do Reiki and I teach Reiki.
Now, do you get that that's not what they care about? They care about the thing that's bothering them. Make sense? Like when people come to me, they don't care about story at first, but they're going to. Maybe they care about selling it first, and then they're going to care about story. So I love that. This is what's going on with this person. And then the gift is going to address that. Losing it with your kids. And it's, you can see, hear the resonance with Heidi, but it's also very different, right? Heidi's working with moms too, but they have very different issues, very different problems. There could be some overlap. It's possible that you could end up working, one of your clients could be in both of your client groups, right? That's possible. There could be overlap, but they are not the same client group. It's more like a Venn diagram, right? You might have some overlap, but they have very different characteristics, very different things that they're working on. And the solutions that you're leading them to is very different, right? Okay, let's hear one more. This is a really great example. Thank you. Let's hear one more. Anna Maria.
I was writing, I was thinking that fear and not understanding the horse's reactions or why. They're thinking that horses are being lazy, that horses are not cooperating. They are not understanding why horses are refusing to jump, not understanding that hurting or having physical pain, and not really understanding the horses' balance, their strainers, or their biomechanics.
Got it. Okay, so can you hear there's different pieces in that answer? Some of them are how they are thinking, probably closer to how their mind is actually working. And then some of them, it's more of Anna Maria. Can you hear that? Not understanding my horse's biomechanics. I bet that's more of Anna Maria in there, probably. Am I right? But probably closer to how your people are thinking, I would guess. The more sophisticated they are and they're further along, they might be saying that, but sounds more like Anna Maria to me. And so all of it is valuable, all of it is useful. But what you're saying at the beginning, I think especially, you're almost taking us from where they are to where you take them in the way you're talking about it. But it's like, you know, the three, like they think their horse is lazy, right? And how you word that free gift then is, if you word it like what to do with a stupid, awful, lazy horse, you're going to get some mean people, right? You know, so it's probably not that language, but it might be something like, you know, feel like your horse is lazy. And how are they actually saying it? Like, my horse is lazy. I hate to say it, but my horse is lazy and I don't know what to do. Hate to say it, but know your horse is lazy and not sure what to do. Just like I write down exactly what they're saying, right? Three tips to get your horse moving again. That could be your free gift. Or it could be, you know, horse won't jump. You don't know why. The one key mistake that every, you know, et cetera, right? Really great work. Can you see how this is working? What are they thinking of? solve that very real problem that they have to find the solution to that solves it right now. Beautiful. All right. Any questions, comments? Good to go. You guys are doing great, great work. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
On Anna Maria's example, would it make sense to use the word pain in it, you know, or is that too much? Like, you know, is your horse in pain and you don't know it? Like, I mean, I think if I were a horse owner, that would stop me in my tracks. Like, what do you mean? It might be in pain and I don't know it. Like, so would you use that problem so over their head?
It depends. What are they actually thinking about? So Anna Maria, say more about just a sentence about the horse in pain. Just tell us a bit about that right now, very briefly.
The horse has anxiety, is worried, is anxious, is concerned.
Got it. Okay. And do you think that your people know that? Because it's just a different ideal client. Some know it, some don't. Do your people understand that they've got an anxious horse and they're not sure what to do about it and they think they've caused it? Or do they think that the horse isn't jumping and the horse is just belligerent and they don't even know that the horse is anxious and they don't know what to do about it and they're good people? But which one is it? Because those are different people.
I don't think that some people know, and I think it's my way of helping them realize that the horse is in pain.
Ah, got it. Okay. So, and is the manifestation of that, like what they're noticing is that their horse seems lazy and their horse is refusing to jump. That's their observation. And underlying it, they've got an anxious horse and they don't even know it. And it's getting worse and worse because, right? So you can start to see from decorating the door to what's further in the party to what she's eventually going to teach them in the deeper dive of what she does. And but she's going to start out by addressing their top of mind problem. You know, it could be something like and again, you don't want to pull out the mean people, right? So it's like stupid, lazy horse. You know, I'm saying that on purpose because it's like not those people, right? But instead it's people who probably feel bad that their horse is lazy. Do they feel bad about it or do they blame the horse?
I think some people could blame the horse. So I was thinking maybe like horses are not lazy, just like a statement of horses are not lazy.
Oh no, that's you.
That's me. Okay.
You guys hear the difference? This is so important.
But
now you're defending the horse and it's how you think. But if they really think, they really believe their horse is lazy, how would they say it? Like somebody's walked up to you and they're there with their horse and they say to you, or they say they're not talking to you because they want to sound good maybe then when they're talking to you, but they're talking to their friend and they're on a phone call and they're going like, geez, you know, how do they actually say it?
Oh, my horse is just so lazy.
Right. So you want to get exactly their language.
So I was thinking.
Ever find yourself saying my horse is so lazy? Just their exact words. Ever find yourself saying, my horse is so lazy, not sure what to do about it? Find out the one key thing that, and then it's in the bullet points, that everybody's missing. They creates, you know, they creates a horse that won't jump, that won't move, that all the things that they're worried about. And then inside the party, even inside that free gift, you might, and it comes as a big reveal when they read it, you might not know it, your horse is anxious, or you might not even do that. You might give them some tips and then later on, they're gonna learn that the horse is anxious, whatever they're ready for, right? So, but the free gift is gonna address that lazy horse who refuses to jump, because that's what they care about. That's what they, if you could solve that problem for me, oh my goodness, and it's free, of course I want that. And I've got this big X that if my horse doesn't jump, bad things are gonna happen, so I need to know this. So it's all, if this is making sense, raise your hand. Such good stuff. This is so good, right? And we so want to help them with way down there inside the party, but they're not ready for that. They can't hear it yet. And so we do a disservice. Or we want to educate them and say, your horse isn't lazy, but they don't care, you know, your horse is just anxious, but they're not ready to hear it. They don't want to know that. They just want to solve the problem. Kind of like me when I used to teach regular yoga classes and people would say, you know, well, this yoga class takes some weight off my thighs, I don't tell them, like, don't think about your thighs. Yoga leads to enlightenment. You know, right? What does that even mean? You know, right? I don't care. I'm going to go to the diet center next door and meet them where they are. And my yoga studio owner was very smart. He said, here, actually, we've got an article on this. Why was about weight in that case, but why yoga often works when diets fail. Here, do you want to read this? Yeah, come to the class. And, you know, and I won't lie, like, is it going to spot reduce, you know? No, but it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make your muscles leaner. It's going to, you know, all the things that they're wanting. Is it my most important thing about yoga? No, it's not. My most important thing about yoga is more like what I'm teaching you in Shavasana. But they will come, they would come to the class, they would experience Shavasana, they'd go, whoa, it feels so much better. What's going on? You know? And then slowly they can come into the party for those who want to go take it further. All making sense? Great, great example. Thank you for that, Anna Maria. Good? Okay. And the bit about how you did that, answer that about horse and pain. Yeah, yeah, it was great, great clarification. Okay. Next piece. How did I want to do this? All right. So here I do want to do this as a breakout room. And here's what I want you to do in your breakout room. Remember, you could create this free gift in an hour if you wanted, and you could create another one tomorrow. Be easy about this, play with it, have fun. And when you learn how to do it, you could create 10 of them if you wanted, right? And then you'll later on, you might take an hour or two with each other and decide and refine it. Is that the one I want? But just choose, like Heidi at the beginning of the call, just choose, right? So in this breakout room, you'll be in a group of two or three. If you're in a group of three, you'll just move faster. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to choose a top of mind problem, like Anna Maria, like we just started doing with Anna Maria. Ever find yourself saying, my horse is late? Ever find yourself saying, quote, my horse is lazy, no idea what to do about it? Come read this X where you'll find whatever. All right, so Anna Maria could use that or something else. So choose a top of mind problem from your list that you've written. Come up with a catchy title for your free gift. Often three mistakes or one key thing or something simple. Anatomy of an Empowering Story has worked. It's not even a great title. It's too far inside the party, but the subtitle fixed it. So don't think too hard, right? Three mistakes that event hosts make that trash their event. Not perfect language, but good enough, all right? So what's the top of mind problem? And what's a catchy title? And then three things you're going to get from that gift. Don't think too hard. You can go away and refine this. If you already have a gift, you can do the next iteration of it, or you could create your next free gift if you want and use it as an exercise because you know you're going to want some other ones and you want a quick one that you're going to create, like the meditation that you do in 5 minutes or whatever. So what's the top of mind problem? What's a catchy title for it? And three things they're going to learn. Try to keep close to them and their thoughts. So my horse is lazy, not biomechanics. Do you hear me? But I like what I'm trying to describe here. Is that making sense? Yeah, stay close to their, stay inside their minds. All right. So I'm going to give you, 6 minutes for this. That means 3 minutes each. And then don't worry, you can get more of it done later. There's more stuff that I want to teach you today. All right. So 3 minutes will get you a good start in it. Do as much as you can. 2 minutes each. If you're 3 minutes each, if you're in a group of three, you'll have 2 minutes each. The one with the shortest hair goes first. The one with the longest hair keeps time. Am I making sense? All right. So let me find the breakout rooms here. Okay, any questions without which you cannot go forward? Here's the top of mind problem. Here's a title I could provisionally use. Here's three things you're gonna get. Got it? All right, have fun. I will see you in 6 minutes. Go ahead. Welcome back. I know it's quick, but we could get a lot done in a few minutes. I mean, many of you didn't have a free gift or even know where you would start to find one at the beginning of our afternoon. So you're doing great work. Lots more to share with you. I'd love to hear just from one of you, just in a sentence or two, something fun that came up in your room or something that opened for you. Great, I had a good start on a title, or I heard somebody else's title that opened something up for me, or whatever it is. Let's hear something that went well in your room before we go to the next piece. Just empty out the room a little bit. Thanks, Diane.
Well, Mary Kay really helped me because she experienced some of what I'm working with here. So she had really good feedback for me as far as ideas for a title. Thank you.
I love it. This is the power of the mastermind too, right? We go alone by ourselves. That's why I wanted to do this, at least some of this, in breakout rooms and get you started talking to each other. And you can do lots of that. I encourage you to do that. Be on multiple connection calls with each other and take the ideas further. Fantastic. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Very briefly. Anything else? Good to go? All right. If you got some good ideas, a good head start for your free gift in this, raise your hand. That work all out well for you? Yeah, fantastic. Around the room. Fantastic. And Diane is like, maybe kind of a little bit, you know, but I heard that you got some good ideas from Mary Kay. So that's good. All right. So next piece I want to give you, and I did say that during this breakout time, I'd be addressing one of Mary Kay's question, because our next breakout room is going to be about how do we take them from the free gift to our next step? We don't go all the way from the free gift to come and do my $50,000 program or whatever it is, right? Usually it's going to be from the free gift, come and talk to me in a strategy session. From there, we talk to them about different options of what they may be able to do. And I strongly encourage high ticket. We'll talk about how that works at the high ticket virtual retreat. Why you don't have to wait till then. You can be on the court doing this right away, right? So you want to be able to take them from the free gift to a conversation. And remember, you've heard this before, problem, solution. What's the problem they have? How did you solve it, say, with a free gift? What's the problem they have remaining? And the solution is come and talk to you. Or they have a problem, so they should come to your talk. Your talk solves a problem. Now they have a problem. The solution is come to your talk. They have a remaining problem. The solution is to get your free gift. They have a remaining problem. The solution is to come and talk to you. That's a very typical structure. From talk to free gift to a conversation. So Mary Kay has been working on this PSPS for a while in his work. And every time the next iteration, it improves. And so I wanted to address Mary Kay's question about the PSPS here, because it will help us with this. And I want to say that a problem solution sequence has to be so super simple, and the work comes in making it really simple. So once we've got it, it sounds like, well, that's obvious and easy, but it takes some work to get it there. So let me give you the example from my work. My stories at Cell Talk, and Dawn wanted to see the outline of it from our practical applications, right? My stories at Cell Talk, you can watch me do it on Wednesday and Friday of this week. So tomorrow and Friday, I'm going to be giving that talk. You can see it on the court. I can strongly encourage you to come. The problem that people have is it's for an entrepreneur. There's more details about who my ideal client is, but problem, I want to sell more. Could a six-year-old understand that? You know, right? Solution, come to my talk. I'll help you with that. So problem, I want to sell more. Solution, stories will help you do that quickly and easily. Come to the talk, find out how. Still, could a six-year-old follow me? Problem, I want to sell stuff. Solution, come to this talk, learn that stories will help you. Very simple stuff. Problem, oh, I understand stories will help me sell, but now I also understand what I didn't even know I was going to get. Stories are everywhere in my company. I really want to know what story mistake I'm making, not only for my sales, as it's really impeding my whole company. See, actually the problem got bigger in a sense. It opened out, right? So I want to sell more. Stories will help me. Ooh, now I understand stories are everywhere. What mistake am I making? Get my free gift, Anatomy of an Empowering Story. You'll find out what that mistake is. And this is a PS, PS, PS. Like there's more than, there's a sequence of problems and solutions as they get further inside the party. Okay, now I've read Anatomy. I understand so much more about what mistake and what to do about it. But I don't know what I need for me to skyrocket my business through story. Come and talk to me and I'll show you what you need to grow your company astronomically by tapping into the power of story. So again, problem, I want to sell more. Story, solutions, stories will help you come to the talk. Problem, oh, I don't know what the biggest story mistake is. I really get stories are important. What's the biggest mistake? I'm probably making it, you know, what's the biggest mistake? Solution, get Anatomy. Problem, I don't know what to do myself. It's very individual. Solution, come talk to me. If that's a very clear one problem, one solution, each solution is clearly solving that one very particular problem. If you heard that, did I get that? I think that's the best I've ever articulated that. Raise your hand. Did I get that? I nailed that. You heard it. Okay, fantastic. All right. We're so close that it can be hard because we know too much. You know what I mean? So Mary Kay, you said, how is this problem solution? And every time you're doing it, this is getting stronger and better and better and better. So hear that first, because you're really getting a clear and clearer idea of your ideal client. You're doing fantastic work. And then here you're ready for the next iteration, Mary Kay. All right. So problem, you said, here's the problems. Now these are great. These can all go into different parts of your company. It's driving me crazy how long it's taking to do well at dressage. I feel like I'll never get good enough to move up the levels in dressage. I'm sick and tired of doing 20 meter circles ad nauseum when I go to clinics. Can you hear that this is how they speak? But it's a problem solution chain. So the solution is come to the free talk, the 7 ways to uplevel your dressage with clicker training. But what's the exact problem you're solving? And choose one. What's the one umbrella overarching thing? Like for me, it's, hey, I don't know how to sell. I want to sell more. What's the overarching problem that you're solving? So you can say it in a really simple fashion. And all these details are going to help you in all kinds of ways. But right now, what's the one problem you want to solve?
Oh, you're asking me now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the one I chose for the breakout was that I wish I could use clicker training for riding my horse because I get amazing results, but it doesn't work when I ride. But that's, I don't know how to attract. It's really the bigger problem, the stronger problem would be it's driving me crazy how long it takes to end that. The circles go into that too. But I don't know how to combine that with the clicker training because I only want people who already have done a little bit of clicker training.
Ah, okay. So that could be the thing that is tripping you up.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's the thing that's tripping you up because your free gift, you could toss it out there in a net, right? Of a bunch of people. And let me see. The ones who will come further and further into the party are the ones who are going to have done clicker training. Maybe by the time they get your free gift and they're going to be on your list for 2 years or whatever, and then eventually they're going to get that clicker training and then they're going to come and do further work. But don't be so worried to distinguish it at that place because otherwise you're trying to do too much at once. Do you know what I'm saying? So Diane probably wants people who are not opposed to energy work. It's like Reiki, you know, bad, evil, right? She probably doesn't want those people, but she doesn't aim her, if she aims her free gift at that, like people who want to de-stress and also you don't think that energy work is evil and so on and so forth, this is like too complex, right? So could it be something like, it could be clicker training or could not be, but it's got to be simpler. So
I'm kind of getting it. I think I can make the games. The games don't have to be exactly clicker training, but they can be sort of clicker training that the free gift is going to tell them about. Maybe. And,
yeah. So so it could be, the problem could be, you know, why, sorry, my language, but I'm trying to use really direct and, you know, like this wouldn't be your language, but like, you know, why clicker training sucks and what to do about it. You know, like, that's a little too low maybe, but it's like, you know, why clicker training sometimes makes things worse and how to change it. That's a little bit controversial even, right? It makes it worse if you don't do it right. Why I can't make my horse do what I want my horse to do, or why, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's somewhere in there, Mary Kay, you can play with it. The solution is come to my talk and let me see. You know, three key mistakes experienced riders make with clicker training that ruins their horse. I mean, I bet that happens. It really does happen. Now, it might not be the way you think about it, but it might be the way they're thinking about it. And again, this is, I went with it in my own notes, following up the clicker training. Now that I know what to avoid, how can I use it better in for dressage so I can actually have a great relationship with my horse? Probably a little too fast. So the three key mistakes every rider makes that ruins their you know, riding every time. There you've got to the riding part, if you want, right? Mm-hmm. And what to do about it. And then the problem that they have remaining is, you know, so come to the talk and I'll show you what those mistakes are. Now that you know what those mistakes are, and your gift was about creating relationship and engagement and progress, but that sounds a little bit like Anna Maria's language about biomechanics, right? So the free gift would be something like whatever their top of mind problem is. So if this is not the right language, you could fix it, but you know the feel better, but it's like three ways to make your horse move better, to win in, with dressage or something. I don't know, something like that. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
I'm so ignorant. I don't know what I don't know, Mary Kay. So maybe this will be useful. Something like, are you pissing off your horse?
Very simple stuff. This is very useful. And it's why speaking to people who don't know can really help. And you might go, well, I wouldn't say it quite like that, but how do they say it? What are they actually saying? What are they actually complaining about? And then, then address it there. Right. And so, whether they like in anatomy, for instance, I need to make sure that the people I work with don't think that, you know, yoga comes from evil or something like that, for instance, right? When I used to teach at my daughter's school, there'd be usually one person who would, you know, because I've come and do yoga for them when she was in elementary school. Usually one child was not allowed to participate because they're in their religion or, you know, in their background, they thought that that would be detrimental. So that kid just sat aside. Well, I need to be able to screen for that, but anatomy has like a couple of sentences about somebody standing better in Tadasana. It gives them some background about that. And if they're super turned off at that place, they'll probably go away and go to somebody else. So that's okay. So don't worry too much about that. That can be dropped in at different places, but you know, how are they actually thinking and how do I solve that? And what's the problem that remains?
Could it be something like three clicker training ways to make your dressage brilliant?
That has a lot of, that does it sound like how they're rolling over to their partner and what they're complaining about in the middle of the night? It's not pillow talk language. Heidi's was, but it might not be that language for
doesn't,
you.
Doesn't really fit.
It's not quite it, but it's that kind of gut level language, right? Dawn, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm also pretty ignorant where this is concerned, but I'm wondering about something that you said. How do I get my horse to do what I want it to do? How, with clicker training or something shorter?
Engagement.
And, you know, it's okay to be a bit controversial. You could say something like, and if you really wanted to be clicker training, it could be like, why clicker training almost never works. and the one thing you need to know to fix it.
For riding.
And they know, and even the for riding part doesn't necessarily even have to be in there, right? Because why clicker training almost never works, and the one thing you need to know to fix it. Because they, if they're having the pain, they know it's not working for them. And they go, how does she know it's not working for me? Oh, it's supposed to, it really works for everybody else, but it's not working for me. I need that gift.
Do I need to have the dressage in there to get the right people? Because I don't want just anybody with the, you know, a trail rider or this or that.
Let me think of it. Let me put it this way. I work, you can see it, mostly with women and a few smart men. There have been amazing men in our community. This work attracts more women. Anatomy doesn't address gender at all. Okay. Doesn't matter.
It would attract.
The right person will be attracted. So think about not who you're trying to exclude.
Okay.
Think about who you're trying to draw in and how they're thinking. Know your ideal client the way you know, the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. Don't try to exclude Draco Malfoy, you know, his antagonist, right? Because that gets us all messed up. It's like, focus on them, focus on them, focus on them, and it will happen. Make sense? Okay. So what I want to do, helpful, how simple that PSPS is, but it takes thinking, doesn't it? What is the problem they're coming in with? All right. I want to do one more breakout room. And let me go look at my notes. So you've got a top of mind problem. You've got a catchy title. You've got some bullet points. You had a form that you wanted to do this free gift in. Now I want you to think about how it leads somewhere. Ultimately, it's going to lead to your big offer. Don't talk about weight loss if you want to lead them to painting their house, you know. So it's got to be a through line, as we're learning with Mary Kay, right? But it's just one yes at a time. So in this breakout room, here's what I want you to be. Here's what I want you to do. And go with good enough. I know that we've only had a few minutes here, but you've done phenomenal work. In a few seconds, you can say, my free gift is a checklist that is called, you know, the three mistakes people make when they're traveling that musses up their in. I don't know, so whatever it is, right? And they're going to learn this. So give them some idea of it in like 20 seconds or less. The best shot you've got. And you don't have to say beforehand, listen, I didn't get it all worked out. I don't have everything. You know, like we're all in progress. So let aside all the editor. Say what you've got the best you can in 20 seconds. All right. Let it go. Take a breath. And then play with your PSPS. The problem that they're coming to me with is they think with Anna Maria's, they think that they've got a lazy horse. The solution is get my free gift where I teach them three things to make a horse stop being lazy. Do you see? I'm still thinking like them, not like Anna Maria, right? The problem that remains is what? Anna Maria's going to have to think about that. The problem that remains, and the solution is always going to be come talk to me. The problem that remains is it could be that there's things about why that horse is behaving that way that you don't know yet for your particular horse, something like that. Whatever it is, the solution is going to be come talk to me. Why should people come talk to you for your larger work? So what I want you to do, give them a snapshot of the free gift, whatever you've got, no apologies, 20 seconds. So they've got some context. And then the problem they came to me with is this. The solution my free gift gives them is this. A problem they still have, and the solution is always going to be, the two solutions are going to be get the free gift and then come talk to me. Make sense? So problem is a top of mind problem. Solution, get the free gift. Problem, why they should come talk to you, and the solution is always going to be come talk to me. So that you've started figuring it out. Is this making sense to you? So you can have a few minutes to work on this with people. Go ahead, Dawn.
The first part again was about
having problem. What's their top of mind problem? The problem might be for you, like let's say you're going to give them a meditation tape for like tape audio, for instance, right? The problem might be, I'm so angry with my spouse, I can't even think. That's a pretty low level, right? But like low level, right? The solution is in just a few minutes, you can find alignments, you can have a better conversation. And it's your meditation tape. The problem is, once you're calmed down, what should you even say to even start to make headway? The solution is come talk to me. That could be one PSPS chain. Am I making sense? All right. Have fun with it. It's just a couple minutes. You get some practice with this so you see how this works. I will give you 5 minutes this time, right? So if you're in that larger group, do your best. If you're in the smaller group, just do your best. 5 minutes, just a few seconds to give them a snapshot of your free gift, and then do your best with a problem, solution, change. Just get it, try to get it out of your mouth, whatever you can. And then the next person, the one with the longest hair goes first, the one with the shortest hair keeps time. Have fun with it. What did I say? 5 minutes, divide the time equally. And we'll see you in 5 minutes, same rooms, all right? So you'll already have a head start about what the gifts are and so on. All right, here we go. Welcome back. All right, one aha from one of you. What's opening for you now from this brief exercise? Anna Maria, that was quick, it's like, pick me.
I was just saying that I was thinking that I love speaking with Heidi. I love her mind and her way of taking and appreciating things. And it doesn't matter if she doesn't work with horses. She knows. I love so that. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you. I love it. There is everything you need in this community. Amazing. And every single one of you, amazing. There are amazing people right beside you, or amazing people right in your seat. You know, thank you for that. Let's hear one more. One thing that's opening for you from your that quick breakout experience, but lots can happen in just a few minutes. We've done so much this afternoon. One more aha. Yvonne, I think that's you because you happen to be unmuted.
Yeah, I was just thinking. It's just nice to talk it through because so I'm not just by myself, you know, me, myself, and I talking in my own head kind of thing. So it's just nice to, you know, bounce it off other people.
Yeah,
it's oftentimes, I think, an advantage if they are not in your world.
Mm-hmm. Because when you get to that, you know, level of six-year-old, like I was saying with mine, you have to explain to somebody who's outside your discipline, right? So it's a nice way to, the elegance and the importance is in this simplifying, right? Okay, anything else bursting to be said? Good. Okay, thank you. So next piece for you. I'm going to give you 1 minute to jot something down and then a couple minutes for a very quick last breakout room. If we have these ideas, but we don't actually put them on the court, nothing happens. You get that? We just like spend our time this afternoon for nothing. So on the courts, you can actually use it. You all said, oh, I can have a free gift by the end of today. I'll have one in 30 days. So here's what I want you to do, jot it down. And then I'm going to give you a chance to go say it in a group because saying it out loud is very powerful. So first, you know, where are you going to share this, right? So one, choose the first two places you're going to share it. It could be networking and speaking, you know, like real quick, just jot it down. Second, give yourself a deadline to have the gift completed. The deadline we have together is by the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, February 17th. You might go, I'm going to have the quick and easy version done tonight, and I'm going to, or whatever it is for you. The third thing, put time on your calendar in the next 30 days to get this done. And then the fourth thing, so just doing this right here, right now, why you know you're going to do this? Because I have support, because I'll lean in with the community, because I'm resourceful, because it really matters for my company, whatever it is. So one, first two places to share it. Two, give yourself a deadline. Maybe you'll have two deadlines. The first one and then the one that I construct or whatever. The third one, put time on your calendar. And fourth, know why you'll do it. Jot those things down real quick. Just give you another 30 seconds to complete that. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put you into breakout rooms, put you in a different breakout room this time, just to hear different voices. And so the group of three can be a group of two, I hope. If I don't get it quite right, forgive me. You'll have more time afterwards when you connect with each other. So, and let me model what you're going to say. I am going to use this networking and speaking. I'm going to have it done 2 weeks from today and the first version done tonight. I have time on my calendar on January 23rd in the afternoon to get it done. I know I'm going to get it done because this community rocks and I'm going to lean in to get it done. See, I got all that done in about 20 seconds. So that's what you're going to go there to declare. Saying it out loud is powerful. The one person makes their declarations, like 20, took me 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. The other person makes their declaration. I'll give you 3 minutes in your group to get in, get organized. Gives you about a minute each, all right? And the group of three, you'll go a little faster. Now come back out. So you can use your time as I'm figuring out the breakout rooms to finish off if you don't have those answers right and ready, all right? So let me create new breakout rooms here. Okay. All right. So I just did it randomly. It came up with different things randomly. So I'm going to trust that this is perfect. You've got 3 minutes. You all know what to do, right? No questions? Very clear? And say it like you mean it. Like the difference between Dawn saying it the first time about her win and kind of skipping over it, and the second time she owned that win. How you say things matters. It's short, but it's powerful. You've got 3 minutes in all. The one with the darkest shirt on goes first. The one with the lightest shirt time keeps. Have fun. We'll see you in 3 minutes. And welcome back. What's opening for you now from this declaration? Look how far we've come collectively in one afternoon. So who would like to share? What's opening for you now? Yes, Yvonne, thank you.
It's easy if you really think about it. It's, you know, if you plan it, if you put it on the calendar, then it's just something that we do. And it can be fun.
Thank you. I love all that. It's just like, get it on the calendar. I can get it done. And the fun piece, it was actually next in my notes, you know, to talk about that piece. I'll say a little bit more about that, but what if it could just be fun and easy? It doesn't have to be like heavy and hard. And all this is playful. All this is thinking work. All this is, you know, thinking and doing. It's spending time thinking about that person that we're on the planet designed to serve. How wonderful is that? Right? And it's like putting, almost like putting the puzzle pieces together too. Yeah, love it. Thank you, Yvonne. Let's hear from one more of you. Oh, Heidi, thank you.
When I taught myself something, because when I started to talk about where will I share this, I found myself suddenly remembering another thing, another place I could use it, that where a place where I was invited to speak. And I thought, oh, I can use it there. So in that moment of declaring where I'll be using it, I remembered an opportunity that I hadn't thought of before.
Oh, isn't that so great? Yeah. I love it. I love it. And then you can start to see how these pieces fit together. Last week, we were talking about our talk. Oh, here's what our talk goes to, right? And as I'm thinking about what's the content of the talk, and thinking about the content of the free gift and who that idea that they all fit together and they all aid each other and all of it can be fun. All of it is play. And we bring all of practical applications to it too. Like there's experiment and play. I talked to that person, they fell asleep. I try different words, see what happens, right? Good, really good. All right, anything else bubbling up? All right, great, great, great work, everybody. Yeah, Yvonne, I'll figure that out and let you know, okay? Thank you. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to spend the last part of our time together with your questions. And we got to Mary Kay's question already. We haven't got to the question that Heidi posted on Facebook. And then many of you posted questions in your surveys. Thank you for filling out the survey. That really helped me as I was designing this. I knew what I wanted to get across, but what you were bringing to the table also shaped what it was we were doing today. So let me see. So we talked about Yvonne's, should you create a free gift every quarter? Hopefully everything we've done gives answers about that. Like have one and have it working. It's not wrong to do, but have systems working first. So we talked about that earlier. Heidi asked, is it about actionable information or something personal, meaningful, physical gift? And I hope that has also been answered by now. Like we need something immediately useful for them that they're going to want. And it's also designed from a business perspective to have people join our list. So we could give a gift to somebody that we meet, but it doesn't have them join our list, for instance, right? So there's a very specific function within a business. And, you know, it has to be actionable, but it doesn't mean that it could end up being very meaningful to them. And I'm going to give the example of Anatomy of an Empowering Story. Someone tell me, like, I cried when I read this, because when it's for our ideal client and it's helping them solve a problem in a very real way, it doesn't mean that it's not meaningful, but it has to be immediately useful, right? Don had asked what would be an appropriate gift given what I do, and hopefully you've got some ideas, but I wanted to dive into that question a little bit because you'd asked that question, Don, I actually just for the fun of it, I wanted to see what would come up, and I just Googled, and I did it on incognito because I didn't want to start getting ads about it. I Googled psychologist gift. And when I did that, I got a really cool website that came up about different, you know, should psychologists give gifts and what's an appropriate gift to give? And from that, a springboard of a bunch of different ideas, you know, because different gifts, because like, should a psychologist even give gifts, et cetera, right, is what they said. And so then from that, it was, and I could have Googled, you know, therapist, but then physical therapist or something might've come up. So I chose that. And they said things that they'd given were meditation or inspirational quotes or giving a stone for strength. These were all gifts that different, you know, psychologists have given, a journal that you can print out, a journal. And so then I started riffing off of these ideas that I found that was designed for a different purpose. Like, what if you created, I'm not saying you should do these, but let your mind play with it. If journals have been given, well, what if I created a journal that you could print out yourself? It could be just an empty journal of 5 pages with an inspirational quote at the top. And then why they need that, right? It's all in the story about why they need that. You know, it might be 5 ways to get the most out of your therapy session. That might be too far inside the party. Maybe that's for later, right? It might be, you know, some kind of book of inspiring quotes or journal space. Like, so as a, you know, stone, like, I don't know how to give a physical stone when it has to be virtual, but I wonder what it could be, you know? Maybe it's an exercise where they go and find a special stone for themselves. I don't know. Do you see, like, I don't know what it is, but how the creative mind works to go find some resources. I just Googled, you can use the resources of each other's minds to create different possibilities. And then there are an infinite number of gifts you could create. Choose one and go do it, right? And see how it's working. Helpful? And already, I think we'd already been answering that, but I wanted to dive into that. Anna Maria had said how to create the free gift, make it interesting enough for people to feel appreciated and that it will serve them. Hopefully this whole afternoon has been answering that question. So I hope you feel that you've got some resources for that, Anna Maria. How to make it interesting to people, it addresses their top of mind problem. It's something they've really been searching with, it's et cetera, right? And Diane said, what type of free gift? Does it relate to my program? The way it does is there's a continual PSPS sequence. Why they should come and talk to you should be related to where you're leading them further. So it's one yes at a time, but it will be related because I'm not going to give them a free gift about cooking and it's going to be about dogs. And even more in more nuanced ways, like moms of, severely autistic kids versus autistic kids. It's like, I'm really going to tailor it to that person and where I'm going to take them eventually. Let me see. And Heidi, you asked great, great questions. Should it always be virtual? Like, hopefully that's answered now, right? When is a physical gift called for, if ever? It's not that we can't give gifts for people, but how a free gift, as we're talking about it here, functions is a particular thing. Providing a special experience. You could do that within now. I hope you see, like, can I provide a special experience as a free gift? Well, it could be a five-page document about how to do X so that they create their own experience at home. I don't know. Like, so there's many creative ways to do this, so long as we understand all the things that we've talked about all afternoon about what a gift is for and how we're using it, et cetera, right? Offering food, music, a special gathering is a free gift. All of that could happen, but it's a different animal than what we are discussing here. We're discussing something very specific that grows your list, that has you in contact with somebody, that allows you to create that relationship, et cetera. So hopefully, I know I went through those super rapid fire, but my aim was to answer all the questions that you'd posted so far through the structure of everything that we're doing. So are there any outstanding questions where I asked it, but Michelle, I don't really get the answer to it. Like Anna Maria, do you feel like it answered that question of how to create the gift, make it interesting enough? They feel, did it feel like we addressed those issues through the retreat today? Yes, okay, great. Any outstanding questions? I feel like by now, hopefully we're in the energy of answers and not questions. And also if there are questions, they're totally welcome. Just, I know it's our last few minutes here, but, and this is not our last time to meet together about this. You can ask follow-up questions as we go. Heidi, go ahead.
Just to check for my own understanding, the problem-solution structure is for the free gift as well as for the talk.
Yeah, notice how it works. So okay. I'm always, as an entrepreneur, it's my job. I'm always, people are coming to me for problems, with problems, and I'm creating solutions. And so the solutions go always deeper and deeper, and it's always to help people to go to that next step on the journey with you, right? So the free gift has to solve a problem, and then there's a problem that's remaining. Otherwise, it just stands there all by itself and hasn't done anything in terms of the company and helping people further on the journey. An event does that as well. So I could have a sequence that's there's a problem that people have, and they get my free gift. They have a remaining problem, and the solution to which might be to come to my three-day event. There's a problem that people have, the solution to which is to come to our Facebook challenge. They have a problem that's remaining, the solution to which is come to the event. There's a problem that's remaining, the solution is exactly what you did, and you came here. That the whole thing was a problem-solution sequence that was reverse engineered for exactly the right people like you to have an opportunity to say yes with one yes at a time. Does that make sense? Did that answer your question? So yes, understanding the problem that I'm solving and then what remains is crucial for every area of our business. And stories just work like that, right? Luke has the problem that his aunt and uncle just got crispy fried, and what's he supposed to do about it now? And he wants to, he got multiple problems going on at once. Stories are complex things, right? But it's always problem, solution, problems. It's the nature of our lives. And as entrepreneurs, that's what we do. Okay. Anything else remaining, like, oh my goodness, Michelle, if I don't say this, or because we'll have time for ahas and inspired actions, but or if I don't get this question answered, I won't be able to sleep tonight. Anything like that? Because we got a whole other half day deep dive. And I want to really respect your time. We're going to go a couple minutes over, but not too far over, so that you can go create your gift, post your follow-up questions and so on. If you need to leave right on the hour, no worries about that, right? So anything else? Just like, oh, Michelle, I have to say this. Good to go? All right. Was that a I have to go, or one last thing I have to say?
Diane. The one quick thing I have to say here is, now that I have clarity on my ideal client, I'm going to have to change my speech and my questions, my self-assessments.
Isn't that great? What a great thing to know. That could have just saved you at least 6 months on your journey. Do you get that? Did y'all hear that? This kind of work on our businesses is life-changing for your clients as well as for yourself and your company. Great work, Diane. Thank you for saying that. I love it. All right, let's wrap up this call today. Let's wrap up this half-day retreat. Well done, you guys. Freaking awesome. We have a whole nother deep dive on Thursday. Practical application. We're going to be talking about sales. We're going to be talking about ideal client. We may be talking a little bit. We should be talking a little bit too about how do we take all this online? So lots of pieces that will fit hand in glove with what we're doing here today. Feel free to post your questions. You can post follow-up questions from this work as well. All right. So remember to post your questions. Remember to post them the day before. So that's by tomorrow, so that I can have some time to think about what your questions are and help you the best to deep dive that I can. So let's wrap up this amazing, to me, this was an amazing experience. If you got 1/10 that I got out of it, you did great. This is so crucial for your companies. Great work, you guys. All right, Anna Maria, you're up in my top left-hand corner. So we're gonna wrap up our time together today with one aha, one inspired action, one check-offable thing, one thing that I'll actually do in the real world. So the things we're doing here go out and make a difference in the world. So one aha, one inspired action, Anna Maria.
To do all this work, I feel that will give me a lot of freedom. And my inspired action is to do it.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love it. And this so touches my heart. You know, my company is called Story Freedom, and you're hearing a deeper level again of why I call it Story Freedom, the freedom that we gain in our companies, in our world. Thank you. And yes, thank you for underlying the just do it, just do it. We don't do it, nothing changes, right? And when we, and it can be fun and easy when we do it too. And life gets so much easier, right? Thank you. Love it. Marnie, you're up next.
My aha is that the PSPS structure is the key. Mm-hmm. And my inspired action is to get the gift ready for an interview I'm doing on January 31st.
Oh, isn't that great? Tangible, tactical, on the ground, doing it, and getting that core. That's what we do, isn't it? As entrepreneurs, we solve problems for people. So understanding how it's structured right into everything that we do is so good. Yes, exactly. Yvonne.
The aha is that I can just repurpose my content. I don't have to recreate the wheel.
Oh, isn't that so great?
Yes. And my action is putting on the calendar time that I'll be working on my free gift.
Brilliant. And it actually gets done. It moves into the real world and does wonderful things for us and the people we serve. Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you. Dawn, you're up next.
I feel closer to understanding the PSPS problem solution process. And yay, my ideal client, I feel closer and more connected because I'm remembering who I was when I went to therapy a lot more.
So powerful, so powerful. Yes. And your inspired action, Dawn?
My inspired action is to research gifts that therapists, marriage and family therapists are giving, if I can find that specifically because of legalities and so forth. Also, I want to look at the storyboards, your storyboard, and start my talk.
Fantastic. You got it. Yes, yes, and yes. And Diane, last but not least, Diane, to bring us home.
I understand a lot more now of what might be the problems that this woman is dealing with.
Yay.
Her top problems are. And I'm going to have my first version of my free gift by Saturday. I'll start working on it on Saturday.
Isn't that brilliant and beautiful? You know, when you came today, did you guys know you're going to be able to create this so easily? All the other problems that you'll be solving and how you're understanding the whole of your company and what it is you do differently through the lens of the free gift. So fantastic. Thank you for that, Diane. Thank you, everybody. Fantastic work. Can't wait to see you on Thursday. for a continuation and a deepening of all the work that we've been doing. It's going to tie together a lot more threads for you again. So have a fabulous couple of days, and I will see you on Thursday. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.